You know, there's a lot of interesting news out there. Probably the top locally is that the Ann Arbor Film Festival director for the last 4 years, Donald Harrison, is moving on to other adventures in cinematic life and business. Donald Harrison has been the director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival and made a big difference over the last 4 years.
Did it catch you by surprise? I was surprised when I received notification this morning that he had resigned the post.
I was too. He's done a very good job, but he's a filmmaker and he's an entrepreneurial kind of guy. And there were other opportunities out there. He's still going to be around town. In fact, I just saw him yesterday. And so, anyway, we wish Donald a wonderful.
So the search
wonderful
is going to go on, but I think too, it was a bit understated there. The impact that he's had on the film festival and its presence in the community has been tremendous.
It has. They celebrated their 50th anniversary this year, and he oversaw that. It was a very successful festival. The artistic reputation of the festival has really shined under his directorship. They have a good curatorial staff at the Ann Arbor Film Festival that created this resurgence in terms of its artistic viability. And so I'm going to miss Donald as a daily colleague working with him. But he's still around town and intends to stay around town as far as I know. So we wish Donald very well.
Yeah, all
his
the best.
New
and
adventures.
Congratulations on a job well done.
Absolutely. And to the Ann Arbor Film Festival as it heads into its second half century of gracing our town with the very best in experimental films.
And it'll be interesting to see whether the board of directors of the film festival looks locally or searches the country for the replacement.
No, they'll be looking around the country. There's a lot of very viable folks locally,
right,
as well. And so we'll see what happens, but wish Donald especially well and look for him around.
One thing
town
we can say with certainty is there will be a 51st.
There will be a 51st. That is
right.
Absolutely true. Also, Gene Kelly's birthday is today, and Gene Kelly has a local connection. His daughter, Carrie, actually lives in the Ann Arbor area, and his grandkids went to school at Huron High School. I believe it was Huron High School. This was many years ago, but so he would pop into town to see his grandkids and give talks at the University of Michigan Musical Theater School.
Oh, nice. Do you ever catch one of those?
I did not, unfortunately, what a guy, what a performer. Susan Stanberg did a very, very nice piece earlier today. So if you didn't hear that, go find it on a podcast and
NPR.org.
Listen to it.
NPR.org. There you go.
Yeah. So happy birthday to the late Gene Kelly, arguably the greatest musical theater, movie musical performer.
Better than Astaire?
Fred Astaire. I mean, they're both just the tops. And so anyway, we'll think wistfully about Gene Kelly today. Right now, the Beijing Independent Film Festival is going on. Well, actually, it's kind of not going on. It opened a couple days ago, and it fell dark because the power was cut to the neighborhood.
By the government?
It's hard to say exactly what happened, but the government had warned them.
It's not a huge leap to think that it was the government.
It could have been, but the whole neighborhood went out. We must say that. There was a film called Egg and Stone, which played at the Rotterdam International Film Festival, another really renowned film festival, and it won an award there. And the government had suggested that they not screen that film, and the power went out. So I think the organizers of the festival are thinking that the government may have played a role in that. And the whole festival has essentially moved underground. I mean, instead of public settings, it's being presented in private residence and other kind of private places.
Silver lining? It's great to live in America.
That's right. Absolutely. The festival continues to the 26th, and it's an important festival for China. There's a system, a government system, producing films, and some wonderful films are produced through that system. But obviously, artists like their freedom, and independent films are produced that don't quite send the government message, and this film celebrates that dynamic in China. So we wish the organizers of the Beijing Independent Film Festival festival. Well, it's the 9th edition, and we'll hope that they have better luck in the 10th edition and that the legacy of the 9th edition continues to be legend. Well, we have gotten lots of calls at the Michigan Theater about a film that is not opening this week. It's opening later. But a lot of NPR stations have the show This American Life.
And WEMU included.
Yeah, exactly. And so Ira Glass produced a movie that stars Mike Birbiglia, and it's called Sleepwalk With Me, based on his comedy routine and his life, actually. I actually got to see the film at Sundance, and it's a lot of fun. And it will be playing in our market. We've had it on our slate and on our radar for a long time, and it opens on September the 21st. So
I'm looking forward to that.
Mark your calendar. And,
you know, the comedian has a certain vision that I'm sure comes through, but there is a sensibility when you listen to This American Life that Ira Glass was. It's fun to kind of look at life through his lens every once in a while.
It is.
You know?
It is. And this film is a lot of fun. He plays a comedian based on himself very closely that is having, you know, relationship issues and career issues with his comedy routine. And he also has a malady that causes him to be dead asleep, but get up in the middle of the night and imagine all kinds of wacky things are happening, and it puts himself in, and people around him, in physical peril because of the nature of this malady. That and it ends up being rather humorous and scary. But Sleepwalk With Me will open at the Michigan Theater on September 21st. So put that on your calendar and stop calling. No, I mean, go ahead and call and get more details. But it is happening in our market.
Yeah, we're going to have to do something with that.
Opening this week is a Todd Solondz film. He directed Welcome to the Dollhouse, Happiness, Life During Wartime.
There's a guy with an odd lens to look
through.
Yes,
absolutely. He has kind of a dark lens about suburban American life, which is it's pretty typical. The film is called Dark Horse. He's a very compelling compelling filmmaker. And the film examines the irretrievability of youth. It's kind of interesting that, you know, there's a lot of comedy films that celebrate the 30-year-old guy living in his mother's basement or his parents' basement, you know,
right.
That just kind of delayed adulthood.
Extended adolescence, right?
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of them are comedies, and there was a film out earlier this summer, Jeff That Lives at Home, where, you know, this guy lives in his mom's basement, and he ends up going on this trek that salvages his psyche and ego and everything else. Well, this one is a little darker. The parents are played by Christopher Walken and Mia Farrow, and they're kind of scowling.
I don't think
judgmental.
You can survive that family without a good level of dysfunction.
That's right. And so anyway, it's about this guy making it through. The reviews are 75% positive, although they all mention that it has a very dark tone to it. And Newsday said, even though Todd Solondz's latest journey into suburban dysfunction may seem dark and is, it's about joy and how easily it is wasted. Roger Ebert liked the film. There are times when it's dark, when it is dark humor, and those times that are simply dark. But there's something more going on here, something deeper and more hopeful. New York Times liked it. Two NPR critics liked it. David Edelstein on NPR said, it's tough to get into Todd Solondz's wavelength, but boy, it's worth the emotional gyrations to get there. So.
And as much as I love Christopher Walken as an actor, and he really has a level of depth that is impressive.
And quirk.
I cannot see his face without thinking more cowbell.
More cowbell. You can look for that and see if that shows up in the film. If you haven't seen Take This Waltz, it's another American indie film that's got kind of a dark twinge to it, but again, well-reviewed. Not everybody likes it. It's a frank, erotic, and funny, sometimes startling film. The Intouchables, which everybody likes. Everybody likes. It's a French film about this wheelchair-bound guy and the caretaker and the relationship that they establish. Very, very uplifting. Beasts of the Southern Wild, my favorite film of the year. Quirky, really interesting film.
That's over at the State now, right?
It's at the State. And Ruby Sparks is also at the State. So anyway, there's a lot of great films that are playing.
What about
at
the Multiplex?
Well, Hit and Run opens this week, and this stars Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
Just shouts silly.
They're an actual couple. And it's about a young couple that kind of decide that they're going to take off and leave their small town life and do drag racing in muscle cars. Sounds like something from the 60s. But anyway, the 45% positive reviews. Yeah, that's right, Russ Myers. Strange but strangely entertaining combo of drag racing, machismo, slapstick silliness, raunch riffs, political incorrect rants, and sweet nothings, according to the Los Angeles Times. Most of the, you know, the reviews are trending a little bit negative, and New York Times didn't like it. That's not really surprising, but it probably has an audience out there that that will appreciate it. Premium Rush stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt as
becoming one of the leading independent actors.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
he's excellent.
And this is at the Multiplex. There are no reviews for this in advance, which is a little tough. But it's about a thriller with bicycle courier life, and
it's got to be one of the most dangerous professions of all.
Absolutely,
you know?
And this one looks extremely dangerous. And then The Apparition is a summer horror film about a conjured ghosts that were created by a university. I think it was Ohio State. I'm not sure. that are haunting this couple's life. So Iron Sky is this really quirky film that we're showing tonight that is it's probably bad, but in a good way. And Crybaby, the Johnny Depp film
the John Waters musical.
By John Waters, yeah. Is the midnight film at the States. So lots of great stuff going on. Gentlemen Prefer Blonde is a classic film this week, and so there's a lot to see out there.
Well, and we'll see you at the movies. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for stopping by and joining us for another installment of Cinema Chat, an exclusive presentation of the news department here at 89.1 WEMU.
Happy birthday in memory of Gene Kelly.